years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this Thursday, November 14th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck Kurandy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Rubio picked for Secretary of State. Getting him out of the U.S. Senate is a good thing. I don't know what the SSCI is, so you're going to have to text me that. The Gang of Eight, I'm not really sure what you're referring to. Also, Greg saying now Donald Trump will be able to avenge the assault on his wife Melania, their home in Florida, early in the morning. FBI agents going through her underwear drawer. She refused to meet with Joe Biden. Trump met with Biden yesterday, then went and met with the Republicans. Well, Melania didn't want to have anything to do with Joe. That's her choice. That's her prerogative. Absolutely agree. Oh, yeah, that's right. Chair of the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. Yes, he's the chair of that. Correct. He would be gone out of the Senate, out of that position. Who would be a good person to chair that committee, Senate Select Committee on Intelligence? I say either Rand Paul or Ted Cruz. Anyway, looking at things happening in this lame duck session, stricter charter school transparency mandates moving in the Senate. Senate Education Committee looking at bills that would require charter schools in Michigan to face new transparency standards, creating disclosure mandates concerning six-figure salaries, prohibiting certain real estate transactions. After roughly 2 hours of testimony, the Senate Education Committee approved Senate Bills 943, 944, 946, and 947. Now the bills move to the floor. No, Kim. Senator Rand Paul is from Kentucky with Mitch McConnell. He's not in the House. He's in the Senate. Michigan Department of Education, State Board of Education, these particular departments, boards of education, are overseen by the Senate Education Committee. Michigan Department of Education leaders have argued after submitting 2022 Freedom of Information requests on specific tax dollar spending. for charter schools requesting information about third-party vendors, custodians, outside education services. Charter schools weren't as detailed as traditional public schools were in their responses. The department claims the difference is due to a lack of reporting obligations for the education management organizations. EMOs can be a nonprofit firm contracting with a school to oversee operations on how public funding and venture capital are spent. However, according to a study by the Western Michigan University back in 2010, Michigan was among five states with the highest number of schools being managed by for-profit EMOs, education management organizations. During the year-long report, Western Michigan said that Michigan schools was the country's largest for-profit EMOs in terms of how many schools were managed by these organizations. Currently, EMOs are running 79 charter schools here in the state. Senate Education Chair Dana Paul-Hanke, Democrat from Livonia, said that charter schools' performances are not in dispute, nor is the number of public school academies in Michigan. However, we hope to fix a 30-year-long problem, and that is we don't know, as Michigan taxpayers, how much of our taxpayer dollars are going to lining the pockets of CEOs, for-profit education management companies, versus how many of our taxpayer dollars go directly to help pay the charter schools' teachers. In addition, charter schools, EMOs, opt not to provide extensive transportation or even full-service cafeteria operations. Paul-Hanke wants the bills to show if such decisions are made in order to preserve their profits and high pay for CEOs of these EMOs. So, breaking down the bills, Senate Bill 943 requires charter schools to publicly report on their website information about compensation packages and fringe benefits for their employees earning more than $100,000 a year. It will also require the EMOs to provide audited financial statements detailing expenditures and subcontractor-related costs. Senate Bill 944 requires the EMOs must also disclose to a charter school board of directors a list of EMOs personnel earning more than $100,000 each year who are involved in public school academies' day-to-day operations and staffing decisions. Senate Bill 947 prohibits charter schools from entering a lease or a building purchase agreement with their own EMO or someone affiliated with the EMO. Paul-Hanke said she came across a turnkey operation where a for-profit EMO renovates or buys school buildings, then turns around and leases them to the school for $1 million a year, extending far past the EMO's recouping of their initial investment in the building. The building's paid off. And to my knowledge, this lease would go on in perpetuity. Well, that's our taxpayer dollars. We're paying for a building that's been paid off just to benefit a for-profit company. I would love to find out that when the EMOs open up their books, all expenditures are legitimate. I would love to see that, yes, all the money is going to educating the kids, but right now we just don't know. Sue Carnell, the Michigan Department of Education's Chief Deputy Superintendent, and former education policy advisor to Governor Jennifer Granholm, said she's heard many examples of parents and taxpayers being unable to learn how the EMO spends the public funding it receives. The cost for services providing for the charter districts under a management agreement is often disregarded, even when it comes to explaining purchase services from contractors and vendors. Therefore, the lack of any detailed information as a result of this method of reporting will be changed under these new laws. Not only is inappropriate spending for a public entity, but also serves as a strain on all of the charter schools, including those that are acting in good faith and truly interested in providing a quality education for our children. Showing up in opposition to the bills was the Michigan Association of Public Schools Academies. They brought in a crowd of about 70 charter school advocates. They included board members, EMO personnel, and even some students. The president, Dan Quisenberry, told MERS News Service yesterday afternoon that they had many of the facts wrong as stated in the committee hearing. Michigan has one of the most regulated charter school laws in the country. We have FOIAble contracts for all of our private organizations, and we have certified teachers in our schools. We're not opposed to that. We're just saying that, well, other states require now more information than Michigan does is simply not accurate. We jump through many hoops and provide all the information they request. This is just an attempt to make it more difficult for charter schools and private schools to operate in the state of Michigan. He went on to finish saying it's dangerous to require such schools to have more administration, more reporting requirements. We see this as being hassled by the legislators without us even receiving the same amount of funding traditional public schools get. One of the people testifying, Laura Carpenter, she's a senior vice president of school financial operations for CS Partners down in Livingston County. They are a EMO. Because we don't get funding for our buildings, one of the most important things we can do as management companies, is to get those buildings costs where they need to be. There's barely enough money to cover the costs we have, let alone stating that somebody's getting rich off these charter schools. The basis for these bills are not valid, according to Carpenter. But the Democrats are ramming them through, making it more difficult for charter schools in Michigan. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. This segment brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. Christmas sale is on. Forget Black Friday. Forget fighting the crowds there in the stores the day after Thanksgiving. Go to the website, MyPillow.com. Get everybody you know a new MyPillow 2.0. Get them a set of towels. If you know what size their bed is, queen or king or whatever, get them a set of the Giza Dream Sheets. Slippers, you might have to call them and ask them, what size shoe do you wear? I'm buying my Christmas gifts and I'm going to get you a pair of slippers. Go to the website. Purchase everything you need for everybody on your list. Go to checkout, see how much it costs retail. Then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, one word, no space, and hit apply. 50, 60, 70, 80% off some of the items in the warehouse. Spend more than $75, they lowered it from $100 down to $75, you get free shipping. This is the easiest way on planet Earth to save a ton of money, get some great products, and get them before Christmas so you can wrap them. You're good to go. Christmas shopping is done. You can do it online on your phone or computer. No problem. If you like me to send you the text of that information, text me MP for MyPillow. And I'll be able to send it to you screenshot. Because I got to tell you, these products are fantastic. And one thing that is really great about this, they come with a money-back guarantee, free return, no question asked, through March of 2025. So if you get something and people don't like it, they can return it. Now, you do have to put on there that it is a gift, so they can give you a gift certificate return for the people you're giving the gifts to. If you can't do it online at MyPillow.com, call the Trucker Randy operator. The promo code is already entered into their computer when you call this number, 800-654-9659. Again, 800-654-9659. Or go to the website, MyPillow.com, and use the promo code TruckerRandy. One word, no space. Greatly, greatly appreciate them as a sponsor giving you guys the discounts. One other final comment to wrap up this hour is that the Democrats are going to be pushing through a bunch of bills. We talked about it yesterday. Supposedly, they took it off of this week's agenda, the National Popular Vote Interstate Compact. We got that confirmed from two different state representatives. I played the video for you. A lot of people texted me, NPV. I sent you the video. You need to discuss it with your state rep and your state senator over the fall break, is what they basically call it. It's deer hunting season. It's Thanksgiving. Tomorrow is opening day. Good luck to all you guys out there that have baited your blinds and are ready to go into the woods early, about 3 o'clock tomorrow morning. By the way, you can listen to the show on your cell phones via the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, or the TuneIn app, capital T, capital I, one word. Download the free one and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. I've even had some deer hunters text me from their blinds, listening to the show, giving me comments, waiting for the big buck to come walking across the front of their blind. Definitely, definitely would love to have you guys listen in. And one thing I would like to say to the deer hunters in Michigan. Number one, thank you for thinning the herd. The herd is out of control. Dead carcasses everywhere. Body shops backed up for all their collisions with deer. And for getting out and voting this year. The turnout by you guys was phenomenal. Basically gave the huge victory of Michigan to Donald Trump, even without Detroit and Wayne County cheating. Donald Trump won our state. People who go to church on Sundays, they said those numbers were up as well. Thank you. But I am going to tell you, we are going to need all hands on deck in 2026. We need the same exact turnout we got last Tuesday. We are going to need it in 2026. Hopefully, 9 days of early voting, absentee voting, you guys will continue to participate and vote. We need your help in 2026. Absolutely critical that we have the same numbers type of turnout that we had on November 5th. We have it in November of 2026. It's going to be huge. Hour number two of today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.